Good morning, good morning, and good morning, and welcome to yet another episode of Popping Off with Feel the Podcast. Happy Tuesday, co-host. God, I've missed saying that. God, I've missed you. I am so grateful to each and every one of you, those of you who have been rocking with me since season one, those of you who have picked up along the way in season two, and those of you who have bared the inconsistency of season three, our current season. I'm grateful. I am grateful, and I will not bore you with the details of why I haven't been posting regularly, because to be quite honest, I don't have a good reason. Other than to say, I lost sight of how important this medium is and has been, how cathartic it's been over the years in providing me an opportunity to just get shit off my chest. Because sometimes that's what you need. You just need to get shit off your chest. And I started this podcast because I felt that I wasn't the only person who needed to get shit off their chest, and that there were other people who may be feeling the way that I felt about certain things, and they needed to know that they weren't alone. And that is literally the reason why I started this thing. And I have loved every minute of it, but 2020 in a lot of ways has felt like an elephant sitting on my chest. You know, there's so much that's been going on in the world. The COVID-19 pandemic, the continuous murder of Black folks, Black men, Black women, Black children. And it's been exhausting. And I think that I allowed that to get the best of me. I was exhausted. I was tired. And I felt that I had a responsibility to talk about what was going on in the world. But it began to consume me, and I was angry. And I felt that that was coming out through the podcast. And that's not really the reason why I started podcasting. And so I need to take a step back. And that step back became, I'll podcast next week, or I'll podcast the week after that. And then it became, well, what the fuck am I going to talk about? Because I clearly need to be talking about what's going on in the world. Like, people clearly need to, we need to be having a dialogue about that. And it overwhelmed me. And so I shrunk, you know, and I lost sight of how important this podcast is for me, and by virtue it being important to me, how important it has been to my co-host out there. And so for those of you who, of course, have earned your stripes as a coveted co-host, I do apologize for my absence, but I'm back, baby. Back like I never left. So I don't want to hold you long. I kind of want to get into it. This week's podcast was inspired by a conversation that I was having with one of my best friends, John, who I eventually plan on having on the show. We were talking about dream jobs. Ironically, he sent me a text message and was like, hey, you know, this person is literally living my dream. They're doing my dream job. And I was like, I don't even know what my dream is. And he was like, it'll come. And I was like, I don't really like talking about career. It's really frustrating to me. And he was like, well, why? And I was like, because I have a lot of regrets. And he was like, what do you regret? And I just started rattling off all of these things that I have allowed to consume me. And, you know, I was like, you know, I wish I was a better student in undergrad, sometimes I feel like I got the wrong master's degree. I feel like I should have taken a leap a lot sooner to make the transition to arts administration, which is what my master's is in. Shout out to the Drexel Dragons of Drexel University. But, you know, there are times where I'm like, was this a good idea? Was this money well spent? It's not a degree that I'm functionally using, but it cost me a lot of money. And my student loan debt is astronomical because of this degree that I am not functionally using and don't foresee my ability to use it, especially with the way that the world is now. And by the world, I mean particularly the United States and the way that we have responded to the performing arts. You know, other countries that have, you know, ministries dedicated to the arts have set money aside and earmarked money to make sure that their performing arts community is preserved. And we're in a country where there are people who are out of work, who've been out of work, who may or may not find work again, and are forced to, find ways to be creative to make the ends meet while things sort out. You know, there are people who did not get their stimulus checks. There are people who have been fighting with unemployment for months, and they are essentially the people who provide a source of joy and entertainment for millions day after day. And that's just crazy. So with all that being said, I'm just a little frustrated because I really don't know what it is that I'm meant to do, what I want to do, what my purpose is. You know, it's surely bigger than the job that I do day after day that I've been doing for the last 12, almost 13 years. Not necessarily the same role, but in the industry that I'm in, it just wasn't my design. And I said all of that, which was a mouthful, and he simply responded with three words that were extremely profound and literally motivated me to get back to podcasting. And he said, maybe forgive yourself. And I was like, you know what? That's a fucking novel idea. Maybe I should forgive myself. But he basically said that, you know, we all have been in situations where we've made choices, career choices, degree choices that were not ideal and that did not necessarily, they weren't the breadcrumbs on the path to where we thought we would be. But that doesn't have to be the end all be all. You know, you just have to sit down and figure it out. So I am going to dedicate the rest of 2020, because I mean, this year is pretty much gone to shit, to figuring that out. Figuring out what's my next steps, which is difficult because a lot of it rides on this goddamn election in November. Because, I mean, depending on the way that goes, either the world is going to go further to hell or we're going to begin the process of turning this ship around. And who's to say what that's going to look like? So I really wanted to get on here to say that it's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to say, fuck, I didn't get it right this time, but it's not the end of the world. I still have a life to live and, you know, a lot of love to give, you know. So, I mean, you can really pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and chart a different path, chart a different course. And forgiving yourself is difficult. It's hard because we are our own worst critic. We are harder on ourselves than we are on anybody else. You know, we're never doing a good enough job for ourselves. You know, it does. No one has to tell you you're doing a shitty job. You know, we know. We like, there's more that I could be doing. Even if you're maxing yourself out and doing the best that you can, there's more that you can be doing. And I think that with the way that 2020 has shook out, that we got to lighten up on ourselves just a little bit. You know, I mean, 2020 has been such a suffocating year that we've lost sight of the fact that there's joy all around us. People are getting married. People are having children. People are starting businesses. People are buying homes. By people, I mean me. People are buying vehicles. People are getting promoted, you know. And although COVID-19 is fucking disastrous, there have been byproducts of being in your home. You know, the work life balance, the quality of life for so many of us has increased drastically because we don't have to literally go into office and deal with the bullshit that we have to, you know, that we would normally have to deal with. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be one hell of an adjustment when we have to return that son of a bitch. But, you know, for right now, you know, that balance, you know, not feeling that the pressure of having to be somebody different in the office every day and still being able to do your job and do your job adequately from the comfort of your own home or wherever you decide to do it. You know, people are taking this time and saying, well, shit, if I can work from anywhere, I'm going to go home and I'm going to spend time with my family, you know, because I don't have to be physically here. If I can work from anywhere, I can work from anywhere. So people are taking advantage of that. And that's something we didn't have before. People are able to save money. You know how much fucking money I've saved during this entire period? You know, able to pay things up, down, not up. Able to pay things down, able to pay things off, able to put money aside. I started this year not knowing or not thinking that home ownership was possible. And you know, I'm on track to be a homeowner by the end of the year. And some of that has to do with the fact that we're in this situation, you know. And I hate COVID-19. I think it's fucking ridiculous. And I definitely think the way that our leadership responded to it is awful, especially when you can look at other countries and see how their situation is much different than ours. But there are byproducts. You know, people are getting an opportunity to spend time with their children like they've never been able to do before. You know, I have friends who have small children, and some of those milestones that you would miss as a working parent, you get to experience. Your kid taking their first steps, them saying their first words, them figuring out different things about life, and their vocabulary changing and them growing. You actually get to see that in real time. And, you know, people are reconnecting with their teenagers. I've seen people, you know, taking the time out to teach their sons and daughters how to cook, you know, just things that you wouldn't have time to do before. So I'm trying to focus on, there is some joy. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of friends who have a lot of good things going on. And I think that some of us, not me particularly, but I've definitely had these conversations where people were afraid and felt a little guilty about their wins because of everything that was going on in the world, you know? And I don't think you need to be insensitive about your wins, but I think that you still should celebrate it. And I think that there are plenty of us in the world that want to see that people are winning, you know, especially with all of the losses that we seem to be taking. You know, a couple of wins, I'll definitely take a couple of wins. And so all that wrapped up and all that to say that I was inspired to begin podcasting again because a friend told me that it was okay. He gave me permission to extend forgiveness to myself. And we talk a lot about forgiving other people and their offenses, but we rarely talk about how important it is to forgive ourselves. Because we're human and we're allowed to make mistakes. And there's time to right those wrongs and fix that shit. So go for it. Do it. Make it happen. And that is literally why I'm here. Why I'm back with my beloved co-host talking today. So this one isn't going to be a long one because, well, that's really all I had to say. I wanted to, you know, that whole allow me to introduce myself type of situation. I really wanted to kind of have that moment. But I really did want to tell you how much I miss you guys and how much your love and your support and your kind words and your encouragement of this endeavor have meant to me. And that I don't take that for granted. And that I wanted to encourage people to not lose sight of those things that we put in place when the world was normal, that were in the name of self-care. Because this podcast for me does fall under self-care. Like I definitely go to my therapist, but you know, for months I wasn't getting my hair cut. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? I was, you know, not. I have tons of clothes that I'm not wearing. I just bought a tie a couple weeks ago and I was like, this is a gorgeous tie, but where the fuck am I going to wear it? Like, will I ever need to really wear a tie again? Because I'm just going to like Zoom ceremonies. So like, will I ever really feel the need or have the need to dress up? But I just think that it's important for us to kind of not lose sight of the importance of doing those things that are in the name of self-care. And for us not to think that because we're at home in our environment where we are comfortable, that we don't have to do those things that promote self-care, you know? And for me, that's podcasting. If it's journaling for you, then journal, you know, like there's so many things that I started off doing at the beginning of the pandemic, because I was like, well, I'm home, you know, it's like, let me exercise a little bit more. Let me read a little bit more. And that slowly those things have gotten away from me, like podcasting, you know, all of the ideas that I had of the guests that I wanted to have and the things that I wanted to talk about and how I wanted to actually work on being more intentional about curating an episode and taking the time to plan it out and not just plan out the episode on the fly, but actually work through it, because that's the reality. The reality is, I would wake up Tuesday morning and I would be like, okay, what am I going to talk about today? And kind of like tonight, because it's almost like getting my feet wet again. I probably stopped and started 95,000 times trying to find the words, trying to say the right things. And that's what my Tuesday morning looked like. But I knew that I had a finite period of time to do it, because what started off as me just recording my podcast in my car became a thing. People were like, oh, I love that angle. I love the fact that you're kind of commuting. I love the fact that I can hear the hustle and bustle of traffic. I love the fact that, you know, every once in a while you're flipping somebody off and calling them a stupid son of a bitch for the way that they're driving through traffic. You know, that was part of it. And people appreciated it. Ironically enough, my uncle was like, hey, I've been checking out your podcast. I think it's kind of cool. So I was a little nervous because there's some things that I talk about that I'm like, eh. But, you know, just there was something about that kept me on my toes. And being at home honestly diminished that. And I thought that it was going to be the other way around. And it just made it harder. It almost felt more like a chore to get up every morning to podcast, because my mornings no longer looked like that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have this finite period of time to operate within, and I didn't have to think of things on the fly. And I literally found it hard to even come up with ideas. Like, I was just at a loss, man, a serious loss. And so I'm shedding that. I got a new toy, my mic, which is really, really dope. And you probably can hear me clearer now than you've ever heard me before, which is also, it's crazy because I'm like meticulously trying to make sure that I say everything right, like, because I know that I'm in a mic and I know that like it's amplified. But anyway, I'm not gonna ramble on. I just wanted to offer to you the same thing that was offered to me, and that is permission to forgive yourself and not allow choices that you've made to hold you hostage or in bondage, and not allow the fact that things have not exactly worked out the way that you had planned them out to hold you hostage or hold you in bondage. But just to implore some of that same forgiveness that we're encouraged to offer to others, to extend to others, so that we can move on. You can do it for yourself. Today is a great day to maybe forgive yourself. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being my co-host. Until next time, I don't want to say next week because I don't know, you know, and I don't want to put that pressure on myself. I do want to be consistent, but I don't want to put that pressure on myself to say I'm going to be here same time next week. Tune in, you know, it may be 48 hours from now because I might wake up inspired with some shit that I need to say. And so I may just do a podcast then, you know what I'm saying? I need to shed that part of me that things have to be so perfect in alignment in such a way that if it doesn't go that way, that I'm totally off my shit, which is kind of what happened with this podcast, which is why I haven't been here for the last 2 months. So I love y'all. Continue to like, continue to share, continue to repost. Please rate me, not just on Anchor, but on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, because again, those types of things, when people see what's going on, when people are out there searching for something new and exciting to listen to, hopefully your boy will come up because you've, you know, given me some love, and we'll get more people listening and hopefully forgiving themselves. Anyway, I love y'all for real. Peace.